Blog Talk Radio.
You're now listening to Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ. You can visit us on the web at screenworksentertainment.net.
We never spend time talking to you, so we figure we lay it on you, let you know how we feel about love.
Paint a pretty smile each day. Loving is a blessing, yeah. Never let it fade away. It's all about love, yeah. Feel yourself a true romance. Beauty that's around you, yeah. You deserve just one more chance, my dear, my dear. Let the light shine all through your mind. Feel your little heart aglow. Take the time, make up your mind. It's all about love, yeah. Talking to yourself.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever, just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We got author Sophine Francis on the phone right now on Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ. Let's go right ahead and get into it. Sophine Francis, tell us about you. Tell us, let's start off by finding out who you is as a person.
I am very energetic. I'm a writer. I have a lot of experience in dealing with mental illness, and that is part of why I'm talking with you tonight. Is I've written a book, and part of it deals with some mental illness, and I can relate to those who do it. I'm also a recovering addict and alcoholic, and I want to reach as many people as I can to help with anything. And my book is kind of a good escape for that. I've escaped in it. It helped me. Writing helped me get through some tough times, and it's been an inspiration for me.
All right. Well, I'm going to do something a little different. First, tell us the name of your book.
It's called The Silent Prophecy, The Epic of Claire St. Clair's. It's book one of three.
So what made you write the book? And tell us in as much detail as you can, what made you write the book? And repeat the title again.
It's called The Silent Prophecy, The Epic of Claire St. Clair, book one. My inspiration actually came from a quote in the Bible that's in Genesis chapter 6, where it says, the sons of God came down to the daughters of her earth and had children by them. And that got me thinking about this, and they were called Nephilim. So there were these half angels, half humans walking around the earth, and I just thought that was fascinating. And I'm really into mythology, Greek and Roman and Norse and all, I mean, any kind of mythology. And I incorporate that into the book as well as an inspiration. I had a dream one night, and I was running from something, and there was this red light flashing, and I was in this field, and there were these cows in the field, and there was four of them, two standing, two laying down. And I just knew if I got to the cows, whatever was chasing me, if I got to the cows, I'd be safe. And I incorporate that dream into my book, because when I woke up from that, for some reason, there was this voice in my head that was just like, you need to write a book about these Nephilim and make a story out of it.
So So we're on the phone on Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ, with author Shafine Francis. She's talking about her new book, The Silent Prophecy, Book 1, available on Amazon.com, or you can visit ShafineFrancis.com. Now, Shafine, who are some of the people that inspired you to become an author?
Nobody. Actually, everybody in my family are musicians, and everybody could play an instrument or sing, and I could do neither. I was horrible. And I started writing poetry when I was in the fifth grade. I won a poetry contest, and I just never stopped writing. I just kept writing. This is my first novel. Most of my work has been poems or short stories. But this was my first inspiration to write a book.
So with that being said, you're on the phone on Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ, with author Shafine Francis. Because you have such a scattered background, a few battles with drugs and depression, what gave you the courage to be able to write the book, The Silent Prophecy, Book 1, by author Shafine Francis?
It was, besides the inspiration of what I read, what I read in the Bible and that dream, it was something I had to do. It kept nagging at me. It just hit me that this had to happen. This had to be written. And I want people to read it. I want people to read the story and read the characters and know these people like I know them. And the nagging in my head about sit down and start writing this book just didn't stop. And I finally sat down and started writing the book. The first book took me, because I had two young kids. I was an at-home mom, but my husband traveled all the time. So I didn't have a lot of writing time. The first book took me 12 years to write.
Wow, 12 years. That's dedication, author Shafine Francis. On You Are Amazing radio show with Dina, your host filling in is Myron Grace. Filling in for Dina, she'll be back next week. So Shafine Francis, it said it took you 12 years. I would call that dedication, absolute dedication.
Yeah.
So what's the mission of the book, The Silent Prophecy, Book 1 by Shafine Francis?
The message?
Absolutely. What's the message or the mission?
The message is to stay strong and fight through adversity and to follow your path, whatever it leads you to, even if it's something you don't want to do or something you think you can't do. My main character, her name is Claire St. Clair. She is thrown into a world that beyond her, she's introduced to angels and demons and other Nephilim, and she has to fight the urge to become what she's supposed to be. She doesn't have to fight the urge. She has to gain the courage to become what she was meant to be. And she has to fight through fears, and her mother went crazy, and she believes in the beginning of the book when she starts seeing things that she's going crazy, and she's terrified of that she's going to lose her mind like her mom did. And
also,
she has to fight through that.
Let me stop you right there. Does any of that part of the book, your new book, Shafine Francis, The Epic of Claire St. Clair, The Silent Prophecy, Book 1, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and a few other stores, but you can also visit ShafineFrancis.com. Author Shafine Francis, does any of that first part of the book reflect your real life in any way?
Yes, my mom went into a mental institution when I was young for a few weeks, and I remember that affecting me because I couldn't understand what was going on. But at the same time, I was a child who struggled with depression myself as a very young child, and a lot of anger issues. I had been sexually abused and lived through that, but that's what set the course for my self-destruction into drugs and alcohol. And dealing with a mother who struggled very much with depression and manic depression. So she would just be all over the place. And that happened for years. And so, yes, that definitely reflects part of what I dealt with growing up and what happened as an adult to me, because now I have mental illness and I struggle with it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I'm glad, Author Supreme Francis, that you allow the listeners to get to know you a little better. We're going to go on for about 5 more minutes. In that 5 minutes, Author Supreme Francis, I want to give a shout out. This is You Are Amazing Radio with Dina, your fill-in host, Myron Grace, on Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ. With Author Sephine Francis, that's S-E-P-H-I-N-E, Francis, F-R-A-N-C-E-S, SephineFrancis.com. Author Sephine Francis, her book is The Epic of Claire St. Clair, The Silent Prophecy, Book 1. She's talking about it, and we want to hear just a little bit more about the book, Author Sephine Francis.
One of the fun things about the book is there's lots of twists and turns, and unexpected things happen. So whenever someone asks me to discuss my book, it's kind of hard because I don't want to give anything too much. I don't want to give too much away because I don't want it to ruin it for them. But it is about a young woman who has a deformity in her back. She has extra bones on her back. And so she walks with a slight limp, and she is engaged to a lawyer that used to work for her father. And you find her struggling with that deformity and her struggles with her father, because her mother went crazy and was crazy for pretty much her whole childhood and adulthood. And was sent to an asylum because she stabbed Claire's father in one of her fits that she was having. And it didn't kill him, but he blamed Claire for it. And they have a very strained relationship. And he is not a good man. And she struggles with that. But she's a curator at a museum in Minneapolis where the story starts out. And she gets thrown into this world of Nephilim and angels and demons, like I said, and different creatures that are dark and evil. And it just evolves from her relationship to Xavier. And then she meets a man named Michael, who discusses with her what she truly is and that she's not crazy. And they kind of split off and start their adventure. But Xavier stays in the picture. So there's a lot that goes into it.
Author Sephine Francis, has been lovely talking with you. You can visit Sephine Francis. Thank you. Author Sephine Francis, talking about her book, The Epic of Claire St. Clair, The Silent Prophecy, Book 1. You can visit SephineFrancis.com, Barnes & Noble, or Amazon to get her book. What would you like the listeners to know about you before we get off?
That I'm very passionate about this story. I think I've gotten great reviews on it so far. A lot of people have read it and have given me just wonderful feedback, and I feel so proud of it. It's my baby. Like I said, it took 12 years to write. My second book is finished. I just need to get it edited and out there so people don't have to wait too long to read what happens next, because I do leave the book on the first book on a cliffhanger. I think it's just it's a really intriguing story.
Right, right. Well, everybody, I want you to visit SaphenePrances.com. And this interview will actually be on YouTube, a few minutes of it, sometime in the next 12 hours or less. So with that being said, thank you so much, Saphene Frances, for coming on.
Thank you.
Are Amazing Radio with Dana on Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ. Until next time, Officer Saphene Frances.
Thank you so much.
All right, now we on the radio with Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ. You Are Amazing Radio. We're going to be right back with author Andrea Hare right after this quick music break on Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ.
Sometimes starting a conversation with a friend about mental health can feel awkward, but your support can make a huge difference. You know your friends best, so if you feel like something's wrong, trust your instinct and reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
You're now listening to Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ, You Are Amazing Radio, with Myron Grace filling in for Dina. Andrea Harris, how are you there?
I'm doing well, Myron. How are you?
Doing well, author Andrea Harris. Man, there's so much to tell about you, but just tell us some of your titles.
Oh, wow. Let's see. Where do I start? I'm a mother of 10, adopted 8. I'm a multi-award-winning international filmmaker, screenwriter, self-taught screenwriter. Started out as a playwright. I'm an author. I'm just Andre right now.
So tell us, author Andrea Harris, tell us a little bit about you and what got you started.
Okay, so arts has always been a way for me to, I share it all over the world when I'm speaking, has always been a way for me to escape the trauma that I was living with and dealing with as a child. So I would always get lost in a story of somewhere. And when I got into the sixth grade, we didn't have a school song. So our sixth grade class, along with myself, put the school song for the school. All those years of school had been in existence and hadn't had a school song. And then I went on to start writing skits for the schools and things like that. Then I became handicapped. I was in a wheelchair for almost a year and a half. And I decided to finish a book that I had started. And that book ended up being a stage play. And it ended up going on tour, ended up doing well. And then the rest is history. And whenever I'm going through something, I use writing as a tool. So the last two books that I had came from a broken place where I had to be mended all over again. So that's where the book Being Made Whole came into play at.
With all that you do, you're listening to Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ. You Are Amazing Radio with Dina, your fill-in host, Myron Grace. We're talking to author Andrea Harris. That's A-N-D-R-E-E Harris. IamAndreaHarris.com. Andrea, with all that you do, what would you say is the most important or most the top aspect of your talent?
Well, the most important aspect of for me and my talent is it's hard to express because talent is everywhere. So I enjoy actually sitting down. I always say I thank God for the gift of imagination because I always could sit down and come up with a great story. And so when I'm upset or something happens, I don't fight. I don't do all this stuff. I just create a story. So I'm actually pitching a new TV series for YouTube, a new series coming out within the next couple of weeks. I have my team here of writers helping me with the storyline and things like that. So that's the most aspect of it is taking life situations, taking them by the horns, and then creating a imaginatory yet loosely based on truth series or something that people can relate to. So my most rewarding is creating stories.
We're talking with author Andrea Harris, Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ. You Are Amazing Radio. I'm filling in for Dina. Today, your host, Myron, is talking with author Andrea Harris. IamAndreaHarris.com. Author Andrea Harris, tell us about some of your current projects, and let's talk about one book that has a good meaning for you.
The book we could talk about is actually there is the book called Freedom from the Bondage of Brokenness. And because I come from being a pastor for many, many, many years, I came off the pulpit and said, you know, I've had so much for everybody. I didn't have anything for me. And so I wrote that book, and it started being able to shed the layers off of what people think you should be doing and being able to be free to live the life that you know God created you to live without feeling judged, without feeling like I failed somebody, but most of all, without feeling like I failed myself. And again, the current projects that I am working on, two movies, one is called A Mother for Christmas. The other one is called The Apostle. I am hired to work for this film called The Good Fight of Faith. So I'll be filming that and filming another movie from the directors of Lola, Antoine Allen. I am an actress on his roster. Thank God he keeps me busy. So and the new YouTube show and the Trust Your Transition Award show that's coming up March 26th.
Author Andrea Harris talking about her new book on Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ, and some of her current projects. Just go ahead and visit IamAndreaHarris.com. That's A-N-D-R-E-E Harris.com. You were listening to Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ, with your host, Myron Gray. We're filling in for You Are Amazing Radio with Dina. I'm going to take you out with some music until next time. Thanks for listening.
Cleveland's WJZZ, the definition of smooth jazz. Cleveland's WJZZ, the definition of smooth jazz.
Yes. I don't know what happened there.
Andrea, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Hello. All right. I was saying to you, what's the most important thing about you as an author? Or what you're doing right now, you would like the audience to know?
The most important thing is prioritize your life. I learned that recently, more so now than anything. As an author, you have to take time out to write, research, talk, gather information. As a filmmaker, you have to research. You want your movies to be as real as possible. I just started employing and, you know, getting other writers on my team, which they came last year, but this year they really started actually helping me out, because it's always good to have a group of people, and so many things have changed. So that's the most important thing, is encamping yourself around people that want to see you grow, and whether you got it or don't have it, they still love the craft, they love the art, and they want to be a part of it. As a mother, it's just, for me, it's just having balance. Because I have so much going on, balance is so important. And with that, whatever you do, it's, balance is the number one key ingredient that could help you either make it or break it.
Author Andrea Harris giving us some words of wisdom. Tell the readers how to get in touch with you, or something about one of your books that's important, that you think is the reason why they should read it. Author Andrea Harris on You Are Amazing Radio with Dana, your fill-in host, Myron Grace on Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ.
All of my books are geared for self-help and getting us to understand ourselves. I, too, am in recovery 31 years. I, too, had suffered mental health issues. I am also a youth mental health first aid instructor through SAMHSA. So the thing about it is if you want to be whole, if you want to get up out of that funk, if you want to be the best you can be, then read the books. You can either, you know, I always tell people, take what you need, throw the rest away, or put it up on a shelf, because you never know when you're going to need it. In this day and age, everybody is either going in, sitting in, or coming out of something. So that's why it's important to read those books. And on my platforms, it's all things I Am Andre Harris. I Am Andre Harris on Google. I Am Andre Harris TikTok. I Am Andre Harris Snapchat. I Am Andre Harris IG. All platforms, I Am Andre Harris.
All right, now, author Andrea Harris, it's been wonderful talking with you. I know you said you can get in touch with you at IamAndreaHarris.com, and you talked about the books and everything else that you're doing. And just tell us again about the project that you got going on right now.
Right now, we're working on writing two movies. One is called The Apostle, and the other one is called A Mother for Christmas. They're both movies, and hopefully we'll be filming them this year and casting for them. So I'm excited. Those are the two projects that I'm working on, along with the Women's Her Story for Women's History Month Awards that's coming up very soon.
Author Andrea Harris, it's been a pleasure talking with you on You Are Amazing Radio with Dana, with your fill-in host, Myron Grace. Visit Andrea Harris at IamAndreaHarris.com. What would you like to say to the audience before we go?
Keep living, keep giving, but most of all, keep loving. That's Andrea Harris.
Well, thank you so much, Andrea Harris, for coming on Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yes, indeed, indeed. Ray Robinson, smoother than silk, baby. Right here, WJZZ, the definition of jazz. I started that off with Stanley Abernathy with one of my smooth cuts of late called Only When I Think of You. And when I think of you, it makes me think of Miss Stephanie Bird, another friend of mine right here from Cleveland. Her track was called It's You, and it's a lovely, lovely track. I'm stuck on it, been playing it for quite some time, and I'm going to continue. So look for her stuff anywhere that you look for your basic music. She's on all of the platforms, as well as Stanley and all the other guys that I play. Look for them everywhere, okay? But also, right after that, I brought up Dusty Springfield's The Look of Love, okay? Ray Robinson, keep it locked. Keep it close. These are the Jazz Jam Sessions.
This song goes out to my late mother, Celeste Wolf. Rest in heaven. This is for you, Ma.